It is Saturday morning, the 18th of September, 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7 and verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. A man of God came to visit me a couple of weeks ago and he said something I will never forget. He said, delayed obedience is disobedience. That's right. Jesus likens this attitude to the man who built his house on the sand. And then, of course, the other man who was obedient built his house on the rock. You can read that in Luke chapter 6, starting from verse 48. Just the other day, I was having an interview for a television program hosted by a young Nigerian missionary. His name is Chim. And he opened the program with a question. He asked me, could I tell him something that was bothering him? Why is it there seems to be so many men and women called by God doing mighty works, just do not finish their walk with God? I said to the young man, two words only, quiet time. You see, it's impossible to speak with Jesus every day if you and I are living a double lifestyle. You know, the Holy Spirit sometimes is referred to as the hound from heaven. My wife doesn't like that terminology. But that hound from heaven will track you down. He will not let you go. You will not fool him. You will not be able, and neither will I, to be able to live a life, an immoral life, a dishonest life, and continue having a quiet time daily with Jesus, reading the Bible, praying, meditating. We can't do it. One must go. Where are we building our house today? Is it on the rock or is it in the sand? You know, you can ask any top sportsman, and he will tell you that 3 weeks without training, no training, and he'll lose the cutting edge, he'll lose the gold medal, and he'll end up winning nothing at all. Please don't compromise your time each day spent with Jesus. Because I can tell you from experience, he's the only one who will keep you safe. And when the storms of life come, and I can tell you they will come, many at the moment, he will be your rock. And if you are building your house upon the rock, it will stand. It will not fall. If you're not having a quiet time, why don't you start today? Spend time with Jesus every day, and he will strengthen you, encourage you, and give you his joy. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you and goodbye.